Two Tamil Tiger officials surrendered to the Sri Lankan army today, and refugees joined a stream of more than 80,000 people the government says have fled a war zone that appears to be shrinking by the hour. Irene Lagan has this report.
Father James Pathanathar of Vani, northern Sri Lanka, was seriously wounded after his hut was shelled in a battle between the advancing government troops and separatist Tamil Tiger rebels. He is one of 10 Catholic priests from the Jaffna Diocese who was chosen to stay with the thousands of men, women and children still trapped in 8 square kilometers between the army and the last line of the separatist rebels. Patrick Nicholson, spokesman for Caritas Internationalis.
The land is about the size of Central Park in New York, and it's crammed full of people who are being bombed on a daily basis and shot at. They can't escape. They're being held by rebel forces.
On Wednesday, photographs released by the Sri Lankan military showed mothers holding infants and others carrying the sick and wounded. Father Damien Fernando is director of Caritas in Sri Lanka. He says tens of thousands more remain trapped. Worse still, many of them are children.
The children are unable to come out to this side, to the government-controlled areas. That there are about 10,000 children.
Father Fernando says Caritas is doing what it can with many of its workers behind battle lines.
They are trying to safeguard the people and the children.
The UN estimates that more than 4,500 civilians have been killed in the past 3 months and has called for a negotiated truce to allow others to leave the shrinking rebel-held enclave. I'm Irene Lagan.